Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's mix it on up, huh? Let's get to it. The mixed bag here. Let's on the show,
mix it on.
What do you got for us today, Froggy? What's in the mixed bag, eh?
Well, today we will start things off with a little bit of prime time.
Ah, prime time.
A lot of rumors have been going on about the future of Deion Sanders in Colorado, especially with his son's outgrowing college football in general. What's the next move for Deion Sanders? Well, he says the kickstand is down. This is what Primetime had to say.
I'm happy where I am, man. I'm good. I got a kickstand down. You know what a kickstand is? A lot of people don't in there and not of age, you don't know what a kickstand is. That means I'm resting. I'm good. I'm happy. I'm excited. I'm enthusiastic about where I am. I love it here. I truly do. Next question.
Counterpoint. One of the beauties of the kickstand is you can kick it on up, dude, and you can go to a new place. So, yeah, you're resting now with the kickstand. Man, one of the funniest things.
Here's the part that makes you know that when they go, next question.
Yep.
Like they trying to get out of this.
Moving on.
That's right.
Yeah, I think I heard Nick Saban say that a couple times. We all know.
But here's the deal. You understand what the deal was with Nick Saban coming here.
Right. He was a cow.
No.
No guts.
Listen.
Hmm?
He had a deal. If he didn't like it, he could leave.
Hmm. Why didn't he like it?
I don't. That's not the point. The point is that.
Is it not the point?
It was part of his deal. That if he wasn't happy,
he had a rats off a ship clause?
Yeah.
Fraidy cat.
Pansy. Wow. Too much. I'm sorry. You said fraidy cat.
I think there's certain coaches that work well in college and certain coaches that work well in the NFL. And you find a handful of guys that can work in both. Jim Harbaugh, you follow his career. He's had success everywhere he's gone. There's never been a spot where he didn't have some success.
Yeah.
But you look at a lot of guys, and all of their success has been in college.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Saban. You look at somebody like Mack Brown, Steve Spurrier. Remember his thing at Washington?
Yep. Didn't work out so good.
Urban Meyer.
Urban Meyer's probably Urban Meyer's got to be the biggest college success. Failure.
What happened to that guy?
He is the Ryan Leaf of coaching.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I knew that wasn't going to work, though.
I mean, like, you really don't.
No, I did.
Okay. Who else can I think? Now, here's what I would say. I get a feeling that players who go back and forth tend to have more success.
Former players?
Not just total only guys that have been coaches.
Mm.
Right?
Gotcha.
Now, that is a little off with...
Oh, you know who else? Butch. Oof.
Right. Like, it's a weird dynamic because keep in mind that you go from a situation where the kids listen to you regardless because, you know, respect and all that. Then you go to a situation where half the team makes more than you.
Yep.
It's a different dynamic.
Sure.
So, yeah.
What else you got in the mixed bag, Marcos?
We were talking about college football earlier as the seeding has been released. Lane Kiffin, though, had an interesting opinion. I wanted your guys' opinion. I mean, yeah, your opinion on his opinion about conference championship games. Lane Kiffin says that they aren't worth it to coaches. This is what the coach had to say.
I've talked to other coaches, so I'll just kind of give you the feeling from some other coaches that they don't want to be in it. You know, the reward to get a bye versus the risk to get knocked out completely, that's a really big risk just to get a bye. So I think it's ended up being a very unique situation of all postseason sports, the way that that system's set up there and how you could go to that and get knocked out. And if you don't go, you're in.
True. But here's the thing. There's only been one time where both teams have made the playoff. Think about this. Was it last year? Georgia and Alabama. Georgia made the playoff and wasn't in the championship game. So they got to sit back and watch Alabama risk it all.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is, when you look at that situation right there, it would suck if Alabama didn't make it, lose a championship. They had to play one more game, and Georgia did, because Alabama beat Georgia last year. So, yeah, I can see why coaches say, why am I risking everything to possibly not be in what the ultimate goal is?
Everything good, Marcos?
Yeah, gotta make sure everything's right for Stars and Cigars tonight. Make sure the board is set appropriately. So, of course, call now, you know.
Call now!
Yeah. You know when they're not going to call.
You know, I got to
say. Hawk and Crowder.
Well, they're doing the show live.
Huh?
They're there. That's what they're showing.
Somebody will still be here.
Tabacon.
That's right. That's not too far from, not as close as the other place, but it's right off of University.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Nice. Closer to me.
Yeah. Real close to you. It's closer to you than it is to me.
I'll pick you up.
That's a goat. by the way, do you know the difference between come and get and pick you up?
No, actually.
Okay. Pick you up. Means I am deviating from my path to go and get you.
Oh, okay.
Scooping you up on the way means that I'm heading down University and you live right off University.
All right, so Uber to University. I was trying to make it better for you.
I don't need no ride. I'll pick you up
on the way, man.
I got to look at the door and hope you make it for 10. I'm not going to be on the corner.
Oh, you were late today, dude.
I was late.
What? You were totally late.
I was on site.
Heard.
On site.
What else you got in the mixed bag, Marcos?
I have more drama and pain in New York.
Great.
This time... The big blue.
Blue Chew?
Close. Oh. The Giants. Brian Daboll explained.
He's going to get fired.
Oh, he's a bit.
You think he's going to get fired?
Oh,
yes. Dude. That.
They stuck him with Daniel Jones.
Yeah, part of the thing was you're going to fix Daniel Jones.
Yep.
Yeah, some like.
You know what the problem is? He fixed him too much the first year, and then they got tricked into paying him.
Instead of Saquon. That whoever did that, that's the guy that should be fired.
Oh, he's getting fired. That GM getting fired. But I think they're
especially when the owner came into the meeting with the.
I think they're a package deal. Like, weren't they? They were both in Buffalo together. So
yep.
Hey, isn't that the most amazing thing that we have on video?
It's tough.
Hey, It'd be kind of hard to see Saquon going to another.
I wish on video we had this man. Jets meeting with Woody Johnson.
Oh, that would have been a good thing to have on video.
What's up with Hard Knocks? Come on, what are you doing? You missed an opportunity.
Hard Knocks really should just be like, we're always going to do
that. I bet you Hard Knocks. Yeah. I bet you the reason why they came out is because Hard Knocks has the footage.
No, I think Hard Knocks is, they're the North this year, right? When does that start? In season?
No, but I'm saying, didn't they, that was this offseason I'm talking about. No, it was fourth game, so they didn't have the Jets.
No, they had the Bears. The offseason was the Giants.
Okay. Yep.
Which was really good. I think that was one of my favorite Hard Knocks.
It's
a fascinating thing.
I mean, well, just because they're so dumb.
You'd be amazed at how busy it is.
It was cool. Like
from the end of the season to free agency to the draft.
But they had all the rookie QBs in. They did the interview process. It was really cool. Like, I thought it was one of the more insightful Hard Knocks. You know, because, like, the Bears was cool, but it's like, all right, this is cool after two episodes. You know?
Can I tell you that for a 21-year-old, it's rough.
When you go to the interview?
Because they're trying to, like, they'll ask you just crazy questions. Not crazy, like I didn't get those kind of crazy questions, but I got questions like, okay, what are you going to do if you're a Kansas City Chief? Like just random, like how...
Would you rather be a hippopotamus or an armadillo?
It's like...
What?
Just out of...
Hippo, for sure.
A lot of it is how you handle yourself, how you, you know, and I guess this is why I'm not a Chief, because I said, I mean, aren't you the coach?
Not the best answer.
It's kind of but it's true.
In a job interview.
Guy just goes down on his clipboard and goes, sass.
No. Wait. If my job description is running back, you have 3 years of film watching me play running back, and then you ask me a question, what are you going to do for us?
Run the ball, sir. That's
right. Like, doesn't that seem like... It seems like that would be sass.
But all jobs do that. You get a job and they're like, why do you want this job? And you can't just be like, because I need money, idiot. Why do you think I'm here?
No, but why do you... No, see, why you need this job is totally different than what a team that spent 2 years scouting you.
Yeah.
Then the first one of the first questions is, what are you going to do for us?
Yeah, that's it. And that's when Leroy knew he wouldn't be a Chief.
No, it wasn't that.
Sorry, the Chiefs weren't very good back then.
They're like, Robert Smith would never give this kind of sass.
Oh, my God. But you know what?
Give him 2 hours on F1.
Think about this. Part of that sass is what made me the running back I was, right? Like, if I was in there with my legs crossed and me sitting there doing Sudoku, that, you know any headbangers that go into that situation like that?
No.
No, running backs are...
Ricky Williams.
Defiant, abrasive. That's what we do.
Ricky Williams, the only guy I know that could potentially do hot yoga before a game.
And he also wore a face shield for half of his career because he didn't want to confront people.
Now all he does is confront people.
Friend of the show.
Anything else in the mix bag, Marcos?
No, sir.
All right, we'll take a break. LeBron James.
LeBron James. What are you going to... I know you're going to... See, what are we doing with LeBron this hour? No, I'm saying, because you normally take this opportunity to trash him and say, I'm not...
I don't trash LeBron James. I have a lot of respect for LeBron James.
You ain't got to lie, Craig.
I have a lot of respect for LeBron James.
No, you...
I do.
Hey, see...
I just tell the whole story like it is. That's all.
Oh, okay. That's what it is.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, you don't think it's an insult to say... Calais Campbell is the LeBron James.
I don't think it is an insult. And by the way, Jonnu Smith took my exact take and brought it national. So I don't think it's
nobody. Cares.
That's right.
Wait, nobody knew where Jonnu Smith was playing before last week.
I don't care, dude. He went on Rat McAfee and said it.
He goes, "That's crazier than Aaron Rodgers' theories." Punting.
He always wants to talk about punting.
Because he's a punter. He was a punter. He's a thick punter now. He ain't punting much now.
We'll take a break. LeBron James. Kind of sticking it to the Miami Heat, though. Back after this.